Welcome everyone. My name is Sue Kennedy from the Author Academy and Sue Kennedy Publishing. Today in the studio we have the amazing Sonia Young, who has published two books. In the other interview we spoke to Sonia about her first book, My Poetic Journey, and in this one we'd like to talk about her other book that she published, which is called Hidden Treasures, but I'll let her talk about that. So welcome, Sonia.
Thank you, Sue.
So thank you for joining us. So tell us a little bit about this second book and what's it about.
Hidden Treasures was inspired by a lady from church. Her name was Ramona. She prophesied over me one evening and she said Jesus wanted to take me on a journey. Like, he had all these hidden treasures inside me, like an Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And some were big and some were small, and she was very excited and wanted to find all these hidden treasures in me. And then one evening when I was in the bath relaxing, this poem started coming to me, like in song, and I could see children like dancing and singing and stuff. So I turned it into a children's book and I called it Hidden Treasures Within Me and You. And another young man at church, he illustrated it for me.
Oh, wow.
And it's turned out really, really good. The pictures I'm really happy with, and yes, I really like it.
Oh no, it is. It's a beautiful book. Tyler's done an amazing job with the illustrations. It's really, your story and his illustrations just really go well together, and has really made it a beautiful book. So tell us a bit about you and why you wanted to write this particular book, Hidden Treasures.
Well, I wanted to turn it into this poem into a children's book, mainly because I saw the kids dancing and singing, and I thought that would be a good place to start, like with children looking for their hidden treasures, even though there are treasures hidden within us, like throughout our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the poem was in my other book as well, for the adults to read and see that they've got hidden treasures within them.
Okay, so how did you feel once you finished writing this particular book?
I felt very excited, and as soon as I got it on the Sunday afternoon, I went to church Sunday night and I showed Ramona, the lady who inspired the book, and she was kind of a little bit blown away, I guess. She said, oh, I'm going to be reading this over and over, and she had a little tear. And
beautiful.
And they have offered to sell it in the bookshop at church, which is quite an honour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that will be good to see it there.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. Well, that's awesome. And so you mentioned how you felt, and I suppose the feelings are very similar, about how you felt once you got your book and held it for the first time. But I don't know, was there a difference between the two, or were you just as excited about the other, or?
I guess there is a difference. I do kind of feel like maybe the children's book may sell better than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, I have sold 50 copies of My Poetic Journey, where I haven't sold any of Hidden Treasures yet, because I haven't put in the effort. I haven't had time to get it out there. But I guess there is a little slight difference in the feelings that maybe kids will really enjoy this book, and being a children's book, that it may sell better than the other one. But we'll just have to wait and see what the year holds.
You might be surprised.
I might be.
And they probably both do just as well as each other.
Yeah.
So amazing, fantastic. And so what would you say to someone who's thinking of writing a book or sharing their story? So, whether that is a children's book or not, but, I suppose maybe talking a bit more about children's books, but.
Yeah, I'll just say go ahead and do it. You may be daunted by maybe the cost or the process, but just take it baby steps, a little bit at a time, and you'll eventually get there, and you'll feel very proud of yourself once you've achieved it.
Yeah. Fantastic. And the fact that, it's helping people, and it's not just perhaps the children that are reading the book, but even the parents that are reading the book.
Yeah.
So, there's a message in there for all of them. So how has this book helped you, and how do you think it will help others?
Well, I guess it's helped me in the sense of knowing that there's a lot of hidden treasures still to be found. Not just within me, but within other people as well, and just to focus on their good qualities and look within and see, you know, talk to other people and see what hidden treasures they've got to share, because everyone's got something to share, all their good qualities and things. And, yeah, so it's interesting to find other people's hidden treasures as well as your own.
Exactly, because, you know, you can both benefit.
That's right, yeah. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm hoping the kids will enjoy it, and one day that maybe I'll be able to put it to music or something like that and have a little CD go with it in the future. And
oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even you could even maybe do something where they can, a little bit of music effort where they can dance to it or something.
Yes,
you
know? Yeah. That would be fun, yes. Yeah,
would be fun. Or even, yeah, send them on a little treasure hunt.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to share about this particular book?
No, not really. I think we've covered everything about the book. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so thank you so much, Sonia, for being here today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'd like to thank our audience. And if you would like to grab a copy, just head over to sonyaeyoung.com.au, where you can purchase a copy of either of the books. And, you know, wonderful for a gift or even just for yourself, because we're important and we should buy ourselves gifts as well. We can't forget ourselves. So, yeah, head on over to Sonya's website where you can purchase a copy, and you can get it on Amazon as well, but for us here in Australia, it's probably easier to head over to Sonia's website. So again, thank you, Sonia, for joining us.
Thank you, Sue.
An absolute pleasure. And thank you to all our listeners. Have a wonderful day.